We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. It's 9:41. Lifelong Republican John F. Wood is officially running for U.S. Senate in Missouri as an independent. And he joins us now, Carol Daniel, along with me, Tom Ackerman, to talk about this announcement. John, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Why now? What was the decision to run? I should add that you were the senior investigator for the U.S. House Committee probing the January 6th Capitol riot. You left that to run. Why now?
Well, I think our country is more divided now than it's ever been in my lifetime. And nowhere is that more evident than here in Missouri with this Senate race, where it looks like my party, the Republican Party, is going to nominate our disgraced former governor, who just a few days ago came out with an advertisement where he seemed to be glorifying hunting down his political enemies. And these are political enemies of his own party, no less. And at the same time, I think the Democrats are going to nominate somebody who's going to support Chuck Schumer for majority leader and who will be a rubber stamp for the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda. And that doesn't represent the views or values of Missouri voters either. So I felt like it was really important to have an alternative, somebody within the mainstream who represents the views of Missouri voters and is going to help unite us as a state and as a country.
What did Senator Danforth say to you that really tipped it for you and made you say yes?
There were a couple of things. One is he said that we really needed somebody who could help unite us. And the other is, as you may know, a few months ago, he conducted a poll that found that in a three-way race between a Republican nominee, a Democratic nominee, and a Republican running as an independent, but in the mold of Jack Danforth and Roy Blunt, that it was a dead even three-way race. And that was even before Eric Reitens' ex-wife came out with her sworn allegations that he abused her and one of their children. So I think there's really a unique opportunity here for a mainstream conservative Republican running an unaffiliated campaign to win in the general election.
John, do you think that you need, say President Trump weighs in and it's not you, do you need him to endorse you?
No, I don't. I think there's a good chance he's going to end up endorsing Eric Reitens even in the primary. And if not, if Reitens gets the nomination, I'm sure President Trump is going to endorse him. And that's going to carry some weight with some people. But I think there are a lot of people who voted for President Trump that will vote for me in the general election, regardless of what President Trump says, because Missouri voters are going to make up their own mind. And so there may be people who voted for Donald Trump, but want somebody in this Senate race who's doesn't have the baggage of Eric Reitens and doesn't have the liberalism of a Democratic nominee, and who's somebody who's a mainstream conservative, what, you know, used to be traditional Republican views of, you know, my political heroes like Ronald Reagan and Jack Danforth.
Just finally, John, to connect with our listeners in our final moments here, just tell us a little bit more about you. And you just mentioned something right there where you feel that you can relate to people who have switched their affiliations and political leanings.
Yeah, so I grew up in St. Louis listening to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon on KMOX at the Cardinals games. I ended up marrying a woman from Kansas City, so I'm living in Kansas City now. I think a defining moment for me was my first job out of college was working on the staff of Senator Jack Danforth, and he was really the model statesman. And so when I become a U.S. senator, I want to try as much as I can to follow the example he set. I'm not saying that's an attainable standard, but don't we want somebody who's going to at least try and somebody who's going to put the good of the country ahead of their own political interests or any political party?
Emo's Pizza, yes or no?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. All right.
Not every day because I put on too much weight, but of course I like it.
Yeah, just had to get that out there.
Yeah. John F. Wood, candidate for U.S. Senate. We appreciate the time very much.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.